This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
February the 18th, 2018. On your bike. I am a great fan of the bike. I have a bike. It lives in my shed and has flat tyres and never goes out. It's a sit-up-and-beg bike that I bought when my sister bought a hugely expensive mountain bike and all the gear because she was going to take up serious cross-country cycling and offered to come out with me. We went cycling once together before she refused to go out again. She refused on the grounds it was too frightening to see the expressions of terror on the faces of those who had to dodge my unregulated progress. Her bike languished in the garden and finally expired. Lamenting its demise, she asked me to give her mine. I refused on principle. My son is a great fan of the bike too. He loves bikes so much that not even getting knocked off his bike deterred him. The driver came out of a side turning without stopping or indicating and ploughed straight into my son, who was catapulted across Chiswick High Road and landed on the bonnet of an oncoming car. Hurrah, I say, it was on the bonnet and not under it. He broke his shoulder in three places and had to call for his own ambulance because no one else did. I'm also a great fan of my son, and I support his choice to cycle. I just prefer not to know about it. I do know he's properly attired when he cycles, though. A few weeks ago, he drew up short in front of me in Clapham High Street, shouting, "Mother!" Me and the creature resembling a large ant tottered to the pavement, him in his clip-on shoes and lycra, me with my Waitrose carrier bags. I would also venture to suggest that my son is also a fan of mine. While he can recite my shortcomings, he's reasonably attached to me, and after a drink or two has been known to express his hope I should live a long time, though he fears I might meet my end under the wheels of a bike I didn't see. His fears were nearly realised in Esher recently, when I nearly got hit by a cyclist as I was crossing the road at the Green Man. It was my right of way. The offender, for that's what he was, lobbed a few choice four-letter words my way, then cycled off, and as the traffic flowed once more, I picked myself up and stood in the road with cars brushing past. I had to wait for the lights to change again before the traffic stopped, and I could go on my way. They say that a little bit of fear every day is a good thing and helps you to know that you are alive. Navigating your right of way across a road or your way down the pavement when cyclists loom is a bit like playing Street Fighter, which gets the cortisol levels racing. So viva the rise of pedal power, but spare a thought for those of us too old to have worn lycra and those of us who have never seen a lycra-clad cyclist up close and personal, unless we are related to them or until it is too late.
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.